20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. No survivors have been found after a private plane crashes in Virginia. Fighter jets were sent from Joint Base Andrews after the plane entered restricted airspace over Washington, D.C., leading to a sonic boom heard across the region. More from WUSA-TV's Rafael Sanchez Cruz.
It's the boom that was heard across the DMV, waking Rocket from his nap in Fairfax Station. Not far away, the loud noise interrupted Travis and his wife Hannah in Fairfax as they recorded this video. The sonic boom prompting 911 calls across the region.
117 squad, explosion heard, 3156 Monroe Street, Northeast.
This emergency call in D.C. detailing the confusion among district residents flagging down fire rescuers.
Haze from wildfires in Canada have been causing breathing and air quality problems in New England and elsewhere in the Northeast, but Halifax Mayor Mike Savage says firefighters are making progress in Nova Scotia.
While we are concerned about our fellow Nova Scotians in places like Shelburne and Barrington and others, I'm pleased to say that the Tantallon wildfire is officially under control. Now that means that they're contained, but it does and not expected to move, but the fires are not still all out.
There is a chance the price of the pump may go up after Saudi Arabia announced another cut in output. Other OPEC nations say they'll extend production cuts through next year. Bethany Bell is with the BBC.
The Saudi energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, said the cut of a million barrels a day could be extended beyond July if necessary. This is a Saudi lollipop, he said, to stabilize the oil market. In April, several OPEC Plus members agreed to voluntarily cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley is in Normandy to observe the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Milley met with World War II veterans and talked about the importance of liberating France.
As significant as it gets, actually, for memorializing the efforts that they did. And what they did was what were they fighting for? They were fighting for a better peace. They were fighting to make sure that fascism and Nazism didn't stay in control of Europe.
D-Day began June 6th, 1944. Allied forces launched the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The U.S. Mint is expected to ship out its latest coin in the American Women's Quarter Series today. It features former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt and her legacy not only in the White House with her husband, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but also her role as the first chairperson of the then United Nations Commission on Human Rights. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hold up. You're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like, a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Chris Dominey is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 58 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 50 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Dry with seasonal temps Tuesday and Wednesday and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 58 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba, over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 58. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Temperatures reach up to 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Service.